Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are spending big on television ads right now, and those ads are mostly intended for voters, as you'd imagine. But NPR's Tamara Keith has learned some of Clinton's ads are for a very specific audience, her opponent.
At a rally in Florida yesterday, Donald Trump was talking about the endorsements he's gotten from retired generals when he took a detour.
I'm also honored to have the greatest temperament that anybody has because we know how to win. She spends $1 billion. She spends so much money. I see these ads. People that know me, they say, how can they say that?
And this isn't the first time Trump has talked about watching Clinton's ads.
You know, he was a big part of our target audience. He consumes a lot of cable.
That's Jennifer Palmieri, the Clinton campaign's communications director. At a rally yesterday, with just a few days left to go, she finally admitted that the Clinton campaign has been trolling Donald Trump with TV commercials.
I love the old days. You know what they used to do to guys like that when they were in a place like this? They'd be carried out on a stretcher, folks.
It started this summer. The campaign was up with an ad called Role Models, where children watch television as Trump delivers some of his most controversial remarks. And then Palmieri noticed in his speech,
I was listening and I thought, oh my God, he must have just watched. He must have been in his hotel, just watched Role Models, and walked out and staged and then just done his own refutation of it.
What started as an accident became a strategy.
Obviously, the television audience is what's in our mind when we're producing an ad, but we also have Donald Trump in mind and thinking about where he may be and where he may be watching television and watching our ads, and they have an impact on him.
And so it was, with 80 million people watching the first presidential debate. Hillary Clinton echoed an ad her campaign had been airing in the lead-up to the debate.
This is a man who has called women pigs, slobs, and dogs.
In the ad, girls look at themselves in the mirror or on their phones as Donald Trump speaks.
I'd look her right in that fat, ugly face of hers. She's a slob.
She ate like a pig.
With each of those three insults, Trump is talking about comedian Rosie O'Donnell. Clinton never said anything about O'Donnell in the debate, but listen to how Trump responded to what she did say.
Let me just tell you.
Mr. Trump, if you take 10 seconds and then we'll have the final question.
Hillary is hitting me with tremendous commercials. Some of it said in entertainment. Some of it said somebody who's been very vicious to me, Rosie O'Donnell. I said very tough things to her, and I think everybody would agree that she deserves it and nobody feels sorry for her.
Referring to the ad, Trump said, it's certainly not a nice thing. Lynn Vavrick is a professor of political science at UCLA who observes political advertising closely. She says this is all very unusual.
Typically, like, sure, someone in the campaign would see that ad, and there'd be three or four people talking about it in some hotel room somewhere. There'd be some reaction, but you certainly wouldn't get the candidate or the principal going out there and saying, and now I will react to all the advertisements.
The Trump campaign did not respond to multiple requests for comment on this story. And now Clinton's team is back up on the air with that spot from the summer, the one that first got under Trump's skin, perhaps in an effort to bait him into responding once again. Tamara Keith, NPR News.